Good afternoon. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with your 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time update on Tropical Storm Nate. Nate right now is centered about 125 miles southeast of Cozumel, Mexico, here in the northwestern Caribbean Sea, and moving off quickly toward the north-northwest at 21 miles per hour. Satellite imagery shows shower and thunderstorm activity becoming a little better organized near the center. Maximum sustained winds right now are about 50 miles per hour. We expect Nate to move near the eastern tip of the Yucatan Peninsula this evening and overnight, and then move into the quickly into the Gulf of Mexico on Saturday, and then turn northward and northeastward as it approaches the northern Gulf Coast, making landfall sometime late Saturday night or early Sunday morning. We are expecting Nate to strengthen and reach hurricane strength before it makes landfall along the northern Gulf Coast. Now we have a hurricane warning in effect from Grand Isle, Louisiana, over to the Alabama-Florida border. That means somewhere in that area we're expecting hurricane conditions within the next 36 hours. So everybody in that area should rush their preparations to completion. You have during the day today and into tomorrow to get ready. We're also very concerned about storm surge. We have a storm surge warning in effect for Morgan City, Louisiana, all the way to the Florida-Alabama border. That includes areas like Mobile Bay, Biloxi, Gulfport, Mississippi, mouth of the Mississippi River area, the northern and western banks of Lake Pontchartrain. Anywhere in this area, we could see 4 to 7 feet of storm surge inundation or flooding above ground level. So that's life-threatening storm surge expected somewhere in this warning area within the next 36 hours. So if anybody lives in these dark pink areas under this storm surge warning, please heed any evacuation advice that you've been given by your local officials. There's also a storm surge watch in effect east of the Florida-Alabama border for the Florida Panhandle all the way over to Indian Pass, where we could see 2 to 4 feet of storm surge inundation above ground level. In terms of preparation time, we're expecting tropical storm force winds to arrive along the northern Gulf Coast in that storm surge and hurricane warning area late Saturday into Saturday evening. So you have all day today, Friday, much of the day Saturday to get ready. But with Nate moving very quickly, conditions are going to deteriorate very rapidly along the northern Gulf Coast as we move later into Saturday and into Saturday night. We're also expecting a widespread 3 to 6 inches of rain, isolated amounts as high as 12 inches that are going to extend all the way from the central Gulf Coast and with Nate's track up into the southeastern U.S. and into the southern and central Appalachians through the weekend. So please stay tuned for more updates on Nate. I'm Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center.